Well, hey there, y'all. It's me, Randy.
Tow truck operator, part-time squirrel whisperer, and now, apparently, your host for the most unpredictable audio show this side of the septic tank explosion. Welcome to Cold Reads Hot Takes, brought to you by the good folks at the Voice Support Community. Each story is made by a different team. Folks from all over. And I'm just here to grease the wheel, crack a joke, and keep things moving like a lawnmower running over a possum. So, you're into original stories, good people, and the occasional completely unnecessary metaphor, grab some sweet tea, kick your feet up, and come ride with us. This is Cold Reads Hot Takes, where the takes are hotter than my aunt's gas station chili, and the reads? Well, they might just change your whole dang day.
Cold Reads Hot Takes by the Voice Support Community is now available on your podcast service of choice. Come join us.
Mom, Dad, hurry up. We're going to be late.
Slow down. We are not late. We still have 30 minutes before the tour starts.
But I want to be first in line.
He gets this from you, you know.
What do you mean?
Wanting to learn about history.
What's wrong with history?
Nothing, except that it's so boring.
This is the Museum of the Air Force. How can it be boring?
Dad, do you see it? It's right there. Do you think they'll let me in the cockpit?
I don't know. You'll have to wait.
I don't want to wait. I want to go now.
Why don't we look at all the pictures on the wall?
Mom, why look at pictures when you can look at the real thing? It's just right there.
Got you there.
Oh, don't you go start with me too.
I'm not starting anything.
I see someone in there. How come they get to be in there and I don't?
I think they work here. It's only a janitor.
Why does a janitor get to have all the fun by himself?
Well, he's at work. I don't know that he's really enjoying himself.
I want to see the planes!
In a moment. They'll open soon, and then we can see the new exhibit.
What do you think they'll have in there?
I don't know. What are we here to see? Do you remember?
Excuse me, but, I couldn't help but overhear you. Do you want to see the new area?
We're just waiting on the tour to start.
Oh, I don't mind showing you. No one else is here. A lot of people don't show up on a Tuesday morning. And if you like what I do, please make sure to fill out one of those review forms. I always leave a review. People need to know how they're doing.
I think we'll just wait for the tour.
But, Dad, we can have our own private tour.
Do you know the history of the planes here?
Oh, I know all kinds of history with the planes, with the state. Did you know that Ohio was inhabited around 14,500 BCE? With connection to the Great Lakes hauling iron ore and railroads crisscrossing the state with exports, Ohio grew fast with immigrants as there are plenty of jobs available. And in the 1900s, waves of people came into Ohio, with whites coming from Appalachia and the Great Migration coming from the Deep South, all in the hopes for better opportunities.
Dad, what's a Great Migration?
I don't know.
you never heard of the Jim Crow laws?
Dear, do you know anything about this?
I've never heard of them before.
Jeez, what do they teach in schools these days? Those laws were for another time and don't have much to do with this location, so if you don't mind, you can look up that history yourself. But be warned, it's not pretty, nor was it right.
What else can you tell us about the state, then?
Well, it's said that Rufus Putnam was the father of Ohio. He's the one that handled most of the affairs north of the Ohio River. In fact, George Washington himself commissioned him to survey the lands. He was also a judge in the territory and served in the convention to form the Constitution for the state of Ohio. By 1801, Ohio had 45,000 people living on its land, and in 1803, President Jefferson approved Ohio statehood. But Congress didn't pass the resolution until 1812, and Ohio became the 17th state. I guess Congress hasn't gotten any faster since that time.
What about the modern times?
Well, what do you want to know? That Cincinnati was known as the king of bootlegging? That swing dancing started here. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. That Cleveland hosted the first ever live performance of rock and roll music. Ba-da-da-da-ding. Or is it that you want to know about Orville and Wilbur and their creation of flight? Even though they didn't make the history that we know here, they started it here, working at their bike shop located right here in Dayton. And also, did you know that the first airline passenger was also from Ohio? Or did you want to hear about the 15,000 Confederate soldiers that were held here during the Civil War?
I just want to hear about the new planes here.
Oh, I'm sure you do, but before we talk about the new ones, can I tell you a story about this one right here?
That's Apollo 15.
That's right. Do you know what's so special about it?
No, I don't.
And most people don't. But this Apollo mission was the first to have a lunar roving vehicle. Man's first wheels on the moon. The astronauts that were selected were also all geologists. Imagine that. Driving on the moon. Golly. Now, most people that know me think I'm going to break into a driving story, but not today. Do you know how many Apollo missions there were?
Oh, that's easy. There were 17, and the capsule for 17 is in Texas.
What if I told you there were more?
Well, no, I wouldn't believe it. We stopped at 17 because we won the space race, and nothing else was needed.
What if that is what they want you to believe, huh? What if I told you that there was an 18, a 19, and a 20? Would you believe me?
No.
Yeah, gotta love the government. Maybe I'll tell you about it some other time. But this little kid wants to hear other stories about what is or could be here. I want to talk about this plane right next to it. It looks just like an ordinary cargo plane. But looks can always be deceiving.
Flight 1682, you are clear for takeoff on runway 1. Climb to 1500 and turn heading 170. Godspeed.
Gentlemen, we got a special delivery coming in tonight. Should be showing up anytime. Let's stay on our game today.
Flight 2654, we have you on radar. Please line up. You are third in line on approach.
Is this coffee fresh?
November 137 X-ray, I'd like to declare an emergency. I'm running out of fuel.
November 137 X-ray, I'm just barely getting you. Can you say your position, souls on board, and request?
Yeah, we have 10 souls on board. I'm 12 minutes out, 25 miles away. Request emergency landing pattern.
Copy. 25 miles away. In what direction, sir?
I'm south of you.
November 137 X-ray, copy. November 137 X-ray, I think we've got you on radar, sir. I haven't got an ident, but I got your location. You can proceed straight inbound, sir. I will clear the traffic.
I don't think I'll make it. I'm not certain. I'm on fumes.
November 137 X-ray, roger. There's a road if you can make it, approximately 3 miles south of your position. It's a major road. If you can get there and can't make it to right, that is going to be the best place to land.
That is a negative. I need to report to right. Have sensitive cargo.
November 137 X-ray, roger. Stay the course. We'll advise.
Roger, staying in flight as long as we can.
All pilots in range, please give some room. We have an emergency inbound. All inbound traffic is to stay 5 miles out, and outbound traffic is to stay on taxi until we get this bird on the ground. Sir, I have an inbound plane that has declared an emergency.
What plane is that?
November 137 X-ray, sir.
Get that plane safely on the ground here, soldier. That is our special guest tonight.
Special guest?
From New Mexico.
Governor, sir?
Bigger than the governor. I wouldn't care where the governor lands.
Sir, I don't understand.
Get that plane here. I don't care if you have to get out there and push it here.
Roger that, sir.
Don't let that plane land anywhere else.
Sir?
It has to land here. There are no other options. After it lands here, make sure it goes straight to Hangar 18 for unloading.
Hangar 18, sir?
Did I stutter?
No, sir. But Hangar 18 doesn't exist.
It's there. It's for special projects. I know what it is, and no, I don't know what's inside of it either. Get that plane on the ground, or else we'll never hear the end of it.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there, Tower?
November 137 X-ray. Left turn, approximate heading 200.
And how far is that from here?
About 9 miles, sir.
I don't think I'm going to make that.
You will make it, sir.
That's easy for you to say. You're already on the ground.
And you will be too, sir. Just a couple of minutes.
Roger that, Control. Just in case, start praying.
Roger that, November 137 X-ray.
How's our special guest coming along?
He's about 5 miles out, sir. He should make it.
I've notified the MPs to escort the plane and its cargo straight to 18.
He might need a tow, sir.
Understood. Have a tow standing by as well.
Sir, what exactly do they have on board?
I'll tell you only if you get that plane safely on the ground, soldier.
November 137 X-ray, we've got all the lights turned on here for you to get us in sight. Let me know. November 137 X-ray, any runway is yours. Current wind is 020 northwest, gusts 14. You are clear to land. Emergency crews are on standby.
I see the lights starting to descend.
Roger that, November 137 X-ray. We have visual. Landing looks good. Nose up slightly. Touchdown.
Safely on the ground. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you. Good job. Powering down.
Escorts are there to take you straight to the hangar.
Roger that, and hopefully we can get there under our own power.
Toes ready if needed.
You run a tight crew here.
Glad you are safe, November 137 X-ray. Tower out.
Thank you. November 137 X-ray, out.
Now, sir, can you tell me what's so special about that plane? They could have just as easily landed on the road, or another airport that was closer. And what is Hangar 18?
Soldier, all I can tell you is that our special guest is a frozen body from Roswell.
A frozen body, sir?
It's all I was told. And yes, I have my guesses, but that is all they are.
What about Hangar 18?
What about it?
Sir, we don't have a Hangar 18.
Three things cannot be long hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth.
Sir?
One day we might know the truth, but not today, as it is still hidden. The answers you seek aren't always the answers you want, are they?
No, sir. But knowing the truth helps me sleep at night.
Well, soldier, prepare for many a day without rest.
Yes, sir. Flight 2270, you are clear for takeoff on runway 2. Flight 2654, thank you for waiting. Please proceed with landing procedure, runway 3.
It's said that the frozen body is still located in the infamous Hangar 18, along with parts from the crash. Now, I don't know if we'll ever know the truth, but a lot of people have come forth stating that they saw several small alien bodies, and a couple of them were even still alive. Wow! Other stories have come out that the military destroyed the creatures conducting tests. An Arizonian nominee for president even tried to get in on a quest for the truth, but was turned away by the base commander. It's said that up to 12 bodies and 2 UFOs are kept here. Huh. I wonder if you'll ever see that in the museum. Well, as you ponder that, let us walk over here, and I'll tell you another tale. Only, this doesn't involve anything in the air, but in the ground. But it will leave you with questions.
I
can't believe we're going out here.
Why do you say that?
It's just something I never thought we would hear today. Grave robber? I mean, what's next? Sorry, sir, but do you have a license to chimney sweep or practice alchemy?
The only thing I don't like about it is that it's here.
I don't like the fact that someone called it in. I mean, who else is out here?
There he is.
If he starts digging up body parts to make a monster, you are on your own.
Dispatch, this is 19 Edward 25. Show us 1023 on a possible 1096.
Police!
Oh, jeez, you scared me.
Stop digging and get out of the hole.
Hands above your head, interlace your fingers.
What's your name? You have ID?
ID is in my truck, but I am Elijah Walton.
Well, Elijah, what seems to be the issue here?
I'm sorry, but this is my mom.
And you missed her so much that you had to dig her up?
No, it is not like that. I'm not crazy.
You're getting your mom's jewelry so you can get some drugs.
Maybe you should use this moment to self-reflect, get clean, get your life straight.
No, I'm clean.
What were you digging up your mom for, then?
I was looking for a clue.
A clue to what?
Clue to Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts?
No, the Boston here.
Helltown.
Yes, it wasn't always called that. You see, my mom grew up and died in Boston. I was away. She was supposed to give me something before she died, but I never got it.
And your plan was to dig her up and see if she still had it?
Look, I know what this looks like.
What does it look like?
You're thinking that I'm a grave robber or someone who is mentally disabled and misses their mom.
Yeah, that is what it looks like.
What was she supposed to leave you?
An artifact from this town. It would lead to the reason why no one lives here anymore.
An artifact? Like what?
I don't know. But I know that she would have kept it safe. Possibly even been buried with it.
And you thought that digging up your mom was the best way to do this?
I've tried the proper channels, and they all laugh at me. Some saying this town doesn't even exist anymore.
What do you think happened here?
I don't know.
What do you remember about this place?
Typical childhood memories. It was good here. It was a good town. I came back one day to visit the grave, and I saw the road barriers. I didn't think anything of it. Thought maybe road construction. So then I tried some other roads, and they all had the signs up as well. I couldn't get in. Drove to the police station, and they told me all the living were moved, only the dead remained. I asked if I could move my mother, and they told me that she is part of the town now. No one in, no one out.
How long ago was this?
About 5 years now. I tried everything. I wrote the governor, wrote petitions, tried to get a lawyer. It fell on deaf ears.
Well, you're gonna have more time to think about it on the ride back to the station.
You can lock me up tonight, but I'll be back. Maybe not tomorrow, but I'll be back. I need to know.
Officer Johnson, may I have a word with you privately?
You're not gonna run off, are you?
I have no reason to run. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
What you got?
Do you think he's telling the truth?
I believe it. He thinks he's telling the truth.
Do you think there could be something in that grave that would explain this mystery town?
I don't know. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious to find out.
What do you say we allow him to finish? He can't have much more to go before he gets to the casket.
It's our job to protect.
I know what our job is. He is not causing any harm. If there is nothing in the casket, we can arrest him. But if there is just one bit of information there, I kind of want to know about it.
You're the senior officer. It's your call.
I say we let him finish.
Okay, I'll remove the cuffs. Okay, Elijah. We've talked it over. And we will allow you to finish digging. But if you find nothing, we will have to arrest you.
I understand. Thank you for understanding.
No one said we understood, but you should be almost deep enough. We're more curious than anything else.
Fair enough. It would go faster with more people digging.
We're not going to do that. We can't assist you with a potential crime. We're here monitoring, nothing else.
Was that the casket?
I think so.
Well, get it open. Let's see if your artifact is in there.
I can't get it open.
Try harder.
That's one way to do it. Hopefully your mother doesn't care.
No. It can't be.
What do you see?
Nothing. It's empty.
What do you mean it's empty?
There is no body. Nothing. It's completely empty.
Officer DeMuro, how should we proceed?
We make him fill in the hole and we get out of here.
No arrest?
The man just dug a hole. There was no grave. He didn't disturb anything.
What do you think happened to the body?
I don't know, but it obviously has been removed for a while.
Roger that. I'll radio dispatch and give him a 1024.
Helltown, or Boston, is not like most abandoned towns, as this town was left empty in the 20th century, and yet no one knows why. Well, as you approach the town, you'll see road-closed signs and no trespassing signs. Not a single soul left in that place. Yet there are remnants of the lives the former residents left behind, like roads that led to nowhere, an old school bus, and a church that's emblazoned with upside-down crosses. Goodness! There are many theories, like a toxic chemical spill that resulted in bizarre mutations with the residents and animals. One animal is said to be a snake that grew to an enormous size and still slithers near the town. Even the school bus has a legend, but it's a rather boring story about the children on the bus being slaughtered by an insane killer. But we don't need to talk about that. Yeah, sorry, kid. Let's take a look over here, and I'll tell you another tale from this Buckeye State.
What does this have to do with airplanes?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, this story I'm about to tell you is about food. But hey, try not to get too hungry when you listen, huh?
Man, how long have they been gone?
Settle down. They will be here.
Easy for you to say. Your stomach isn't growling.
I told you to eat more.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching my figure.
This coming from a guy who hasn't seen his toes in how many years?
Shut up, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, at least we finished building the deck, though.
Yeah. Now all you have to do is stain it.
I was thinking about paint.
Oh, and don't paint it. Everyone knows you need to stain outside wood to make it last longer.
Yeah, but it costs more and Anne wants it a bright color.
Whatever, man. Just don't call me in 10 years to replace it. You do you.
Hey, they're pulling up the drive.
About time. I am starving. What did you have them get?
I ordered from this new chicken place.
I like me some fried chicken. I hope you got some sides as well.
I did. I got biscuits and mashed potatoes.
No vegetables?
Potatoes are vegetables.
I told you, I'm trying to cut down and eat more healthy.
You can eat healthy tomorrow. Today, we eat.
Okay, who's hungry?
Guys, why did the chicken cross the road?
Grayson, we don't want to hear your jokes right now.
Speak for yourself. I want to hear it. Why did the chicken cross the road?
It didn't. Now who wants some fried chicken?
That really wasn't that funny.
It's better than the one he told in the car.
I just wanted to start a new religion.
A new religion?
Yeah, so he can become a friar. A deep fryer.
You need to get some newer material.
I try, but you know how hard it is to make new jokes.
No, how hard is it?
Oh, and don't...
Depends on what you are comparing it to. I mean, if you are comparing it to life, life always wins. Because at the end of it, it kills you.
Your ignorance is so profound, it's almost impressive.
And we just eat.
Let me grab some chairs. We can eat on the deck.
Where do you want me to put the food?
Just put the bucket on the table saw.
Are we eating chopped chicken now?
You really need to get better jokes.
Okay, I got one.
Do we really want to hear it?
Maybe you'll laugh, maybe you won't.
Why don't we just skip to the part where we're not laughing?
So this guy goes into a diner.
I guess we don't get that option.
Just let him tell it, or else he'll start twitching.
Fine.
So this trucker enters this diner.
Oh, he is a trucker now. The joke is already improving.
Yes, this trucker enters a diner. He sits down, and the waitress approaches him. Do you want to hear the specials today, sir? She says. No, thank you, says the trucker. But let me smell your hand, and I'll tell you what I'd like today. So the waitress reluctantly gives the trucker her hand, and he smells it. He then says he'll have the fried chicken with spicy paprika mashed potatoes. The waitress was impressed. How did he know that was on the menu? The trucker eats his lunch, pays, and leaves. The next day, he comes in, and the waitress asks him if he wants to know the specials. And he says, no. But he asks to smell her hand again. She allows it, and after a while, he says, I'll have the catfish with a side of salad. Again, the waitress is dumbfounded by this guy's sense of smell. He eats his lunch, pays, and leaves. The next day, the driver is walking up to the door, and the waitress sees him. She quickly goes into the kitchen and asks the female cook if she can rub her hands on her butt. The cook, confused by the question, says, okay, this is weird. The waitress sticks her hands down the cook's pants and rubs her butt for a couple of seconds, and then goes to the driver, and knowing the routine, she sticks out her hand, and the driver smells it. The driver quickly responds, I didn't know Mary worked here.
Help me with these chairs, would you? What's so funny?
Grayson, he actually told a funny joke.
Ah, man, I missed it. Now I have to wait another 10 years for him to tell another one.
I could tell it to you right now.
Oh, I'm hungry. Let's eat first, and then you can tell it again.
Settle down. Let's get these chairs set up first.
You guys do that. I'll grab the food. I need to work on my delivery anyways.
Is Anne joining us?
Nah, she's inside with Casey.
How are those terrible twos coming along?
Oh, we have our good days and we have our bad days.
How is the sex life?
No complaints in that department.
Man, I had to pay my wife for sex after Ashley.
That's because you got a divorce.
I knew there was a reason why I was being screwed all the time and not enjoying it.
Hey, pass me those potatoes.
Here you go.
So what about you, Lucas? Any new girl in your life?
Not really. I was dating someone, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, there's no reason to rush into anything if it doesn't feel right.
Oh, it felt right, just we were on different paths.
Hey, guys?
No joke, Redneck. I'm eating.
Not joking. But what is this piece?
What is that?
Definitely not a breast or a thigh.
Let me have a look. Give me your plate.
Here. So, what do you think?
Doesn't look like any part of the chicken I know.
Why don't you remove some of the breading? Could just be a ball of bread.
All right, give me back the plate.
So, what do you think?
What I think is that this is not chicken.
Is that a... Oh, no. It can't be.
That is a rat. We ate rats!
I can't believe we ate rats!
Chris, I think I'm done here.
Yeah, it was nice catching up with you, but I think I'm going to go home too.
Yeah, I'll come with you guys.
Give us a call again sometime. Just not for dinner.
Well, I'm not ordering from there again. Anne! Do you think I should go to the hospital? I just ate some fried rat.
That was a disgusting story to tell our child.
Fried rat. Oh my gosh. These stories are good. I need to tell that joke to my coworkers. What other stories do you know?
Well, there's not much else to tell about the story. No one knows the origin or whether or not it actually happened. But it is something that will leave a bad taste in your mouth. Ooh, for sure. Ugh.
Mom, Dad, can we look over there?
I don't know. We've already taken up a lot of this man's time.
Oh, I got time. I can tell you another story along the way. Come on.
I don't really know if I want to hear any more of your stories.
Oh, come on, dear. He's giving us a private tour. The least we can do is listen to his stories.
Come on, let's go then. You can talk. I just want to look at the plane.
All right. We'll continue listening to your stories.
This next tale I'm about to tell is one that you can tell at bedtime. It has multiple stories wrapped into one. Prepare yourself for Rogue's Hollow. Presented by Tales from the Janitor. on with the show!
Man, I hate being stuck in traffic. There has got to be a better way to get to Mansfield.
Yeah, I hate when traffic is slow on 76. They always do the most construction in August.
Do you have cell service here?
Yeah, why?
Open up that map app and see if there's another route that we could take. It's gotta be faster than what we're doing now. I think we moved a half mile in the last hour.
I'm sure that we've moved more than that, but... yeah, let me look. Alright, where are we?
Sign says half mile till 21. I'm not familiar with that road.
It looks like if you go south on 21, and you'll run into 585, and we can take that... what? Oh, it's southwest.
Man, I don't care if we are driving around in circles, as long as we get there before nightfall.
What is so important to pick up in Mansfield?
He's got issue number 0.
What? No way. The one they never released publicly.
Yeah, and he's only asking 500 for it.
Does he have more than one?
I didn't ask. What road do I turn off on?
585. Hey, could we stop real quick?
Everything all right?
Yeah, I just gotta take a leak.
I'm sure there's a gas station once we get onto 585. I see the sign up ahead, and at least we're moving again.
Sign says there's a gas station.
I see it. 1 mile left.
I'm surprised it's not near the exit.
Could be one built a long time ago.
So, what condition is it in?
Oh yeah, sorry. The pictures look good. No rips, no staining.
Are you gonna get it appraised?
Let me actually get it first. Then I'll figure out... shit!
What's wrong?
The gas station is closed.
Well, there has to be another one. Just keep driving.
Why not?
Just think of it as a road trip.
I want to be driving towards Mansfield.
We're still moving. I'll find some back ways.
You better find us a way.
I will! Watch out!
What the hell?
Jenny, stop! Stop!
Run, Jenny! Run!
Well, what should we do?
This ain't none of our business.
What are you doing?
I'm protecting her.
Protecting her from what?
Protecting her from you.
Protecting her from me? What did I do?
She already has a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm the boyfriend.
You're the boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, I'm the father. Nice to meet you.
Nice time to meet you too, I guess.
See? Nothing going on.
Yup, just some backwoods Ohio family drama.
This is embarrassing.
Tell me about it. Why was she running?
I don't know. I thought she was running away from you.
I thought she was running away from you.
I thought you were chasing her.
I was.
Why were you chasing her?
I was trying to catch up.
Well, if she wasn't running away from you, what is she running away from then? Did you guys see anything?
The only thing we saw was her running in front of my car, and then you guys chasing her.
We weren't chasing her! Look, I don't know you guys, but do you mind helping out?
I don't know. We don't know this area.
We'll help.
We will? I thought you wanted to get your thing.
Call it karma, call it fate, but I think we are supposed to help these people out. Come on, let's go!
The screams came from there!
That's down by the water. You guys coming?
You got us out of the car. Just tell us what we can do.
Why don't we stop talking and get to the water?
Good idea. Follow me.
Do we have any idea what's out here?
This place is an old mining town.
Where would she go?
There's no telling.
We need to figure out why she was running.
Over here! I just saw her!
What was that?
Was that a headless horse?
Yeah.
What is this place?
What does Karma have to say about this place now?
I see her!
Jenny! Jenny!
Dad?
Jen, what were you running away from?
I saw a woman.
A woman?
Yes. Excuse me, do I know you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm Michael, and this is my friend Max. Your father asked me to help once you ran in front of my car. Now, what about this woman?
It was an old woman, wearing a frontier dress.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Jen, are you sure that you saw her?
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, but what are we missing?
Rumor has it this place is haunted.
That would explain the horse.
You saw the horse too?
Let me guess. That is part of this place too.
Legend has it that the horse was too tall and a tree took his head off.
Look, I'm sure that is a great story, but I don't have time. Jenny is safe, and we got to go.
Mister, be careful out there.
Michael, right? Thank you.
No problem. Come on, Max, let's go.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope that your friend isn't mad.
Oh, he'll be fine. He's just in a hurry to get some comic book.
Really? I collect comic books. Which one is he looking for?
Tales from the Janitor, Episode 0. The one that tells you the backstory of the janitor. Only 50 were made.
I have that one. I have two, actually. I'll sell you one of them.
Yeah? How much?
How much you got in your wallet right now?
I have $57.
A little lower than I would normally ask, but for $57, it's yours.
Really?
Why not?
Because it's worth a lot more than that?
Every now and then, you have to support the chaos. I have it in my car just up the hill. I was on my way to Mansfield to sell it.
You coming or what?
Yeah, you're not gonna believe this, but I've got a surprise for you.
I'm done with surprises. Too much chaos.
Every now and then, you need to support the chaos.
Rogue's Hollow was one of those weird places in Ohio. First of all, it's an old mining area that's full of taverns and tormented spirits. You get it. One tale about this place is the Chichester Mill Ghost, a mill worker who fell into the wheel and was crushed to death under the water. And as a ghost, he burned the place down because someone was going to buy it. Another story is about a headless horse. And of course, now people say that they see headless horse with the devil on its back. I mean, why not, right? Another story is about a woman wearing a frontier-style dress or hearing an old train choo-choo. But one of the biggest stories from this area, and my favorite, and I should have told this myth, is the Crybaby Bridge, where according to the legend, a car was traveling across the bridge, slid on some ice, and plunged into the cold water below. The driver and passenger were killed instantly, but their baby was stranded in the car and slowly starved to death. People today state that they still hear the infant crying. I'm gonna let you be now. The new area is right over there. Remember, if you like what I do, make sure to fill out one of those little review forms. please? I always make sure to leave a review. my shift is done here, and I think it's time for me to go camping at Camp Scott.
Well, thank you, mister. You told some stories.
I have many more to tell. So many more.
Raising my flag. The end of fighting this fight again. Feeling know your name, know your name. Know your name, know your name.